Episode 125. In this article, Jodie tells her story about winning a local business award and why we should all consider entering these awards, even if it's out of our comfort zone. I also show you a really cool gadget that will help you spread the word about a campaign, perhaps a new service, or perhaps even an award that you've entered in today's Tool of the Day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, and hello, and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that loads of business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful. And that's what this blog is here to do. It's here to help. So we talk about things from finance to social media and everything else in between. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something that's just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to today's guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day. Love that. Tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
So social media is an easy way to say something, but it's a difficult way to actually be heard. Thunderclap is the first ever crowd speaking platform that helps people be heard by saying something together. It's also a single message to be mass shared, flash mob style, so it rises above the noise of your social networks. By boosting the signal at the same times, Thunderclap helps a single person create action and change like never before. This is Thunderclap's really good software that you do use online. So you don't need a huge following for a successful Thunderclap. A user with even 200 Facebook friends could amplify her message better than someone with 3,000 friends. It all depends on your cause's voice and shareability and how much your friends are engaged, how much they want to share your story or share your information. Thunderclap has reached millions and millions of people already. So the tipping point, the beauty of Thunderclap is that it sets the goalposts one message, one number, one date. It's a common threshold and you and your supporters work towards together. It's a tangible way to measure awareness. So perhaps say you're launching a book or a new service or a charity or a cause that you want to get your message out to the masses, then this is a great way of doing it. It works a little bit like Kickstarter or any of those crowdfunding platforms, except that people donate their social media platforms rather than pounds and pence. It's the same as Kickstarter as well, so if you don't actually reach your donation of target, your target donations, then your message will not be sent. So you have to have, I think the minimum is something like 100 people. So rather than everyone putting in like £10 each, they would donate their Twitter account. So once you've had 100 Twitter accounts, then the message will be sent on one particular day. It's absolute genius. Anyway, I've posted a quick video that shows you how it works, and you can find that on today's show notes. Go to green-umbrella.biz/125. So if you've got something new that you really want to announce, you want to build up a bit of buzz about it online, or if you've got a really good cause that you want to tell people about and you just want to, you know, a bit of brand awareness about it, think about putting together a Thunderclap campaign. I'm going to try it for my next thing that I'm doing as well, so I'll let you know how we get on. So try that. It's thunderclap.com. Just try it out and say the show notes are there as well as a video.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
Anyway, it's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance, and we love Jodie. She's such a wonderful individual whose heart's always in the right place, and she looks after her customers absolutely brilliantly, and I should know because I'm one of them. If you're looking for promotional goods for your business and you're in the UK, then please give her a call or an email or a tweet. Anyway, let me hand you over to Jodie as she tells her story about winning some local business awards last year. Over to you, Jodie.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Business awards, friend or foe. Last July, I received an email to say I had been nominated for a few categories at the Venus Business Awards in Oxfordshire. My first reaction was to laugh out loud. Why would anyone want to nominate me? I have a tiny company, and in my mind, of course I wouldn't win. The judges would be looking for proper business people with big businesses. What would be the point in me entering? Now, all this negativity really isn't me, but I was shocked, and I think, being completely honest, a little bit scared about being nominated. I'm not the kind of person who feels comfortable standing up and shouting about my achievements. I'm really happy just getting on with the job and making sure my customers are happy with the service I provide and that my suppliers want to work with me. Therefore, the thought of entering the awards filled me with dread. However, I was very grateful that someone had taken the time out of their very busy day to nominate me, and I therefore felt it would be rude not to at least enter some of the categories. After reviewing all of the categories available, I narrowed it down in my mind to two lists, the no hope at all and the very highly unlikely. See, that positivity is still reigning. I then took the time to write sensible, composed and well thought out applications and entered three categories. Much to my shock, it transpired that I had been shortlisted for the Customer Service Award and the Business Mother of the Year Award. I later found out there were about 60 entries in this category, so I was absolutely thrilled. The next stage was an interview for the Customer Service Award. I arrived feeling quietly confident. I know I do a good job, and I was excited, although rather nervous, to meet the judge, Sam Graham of Thames Security Management. I didn't really know what they would be looking for, so although I know I always do my best to ensure customers are happy, and thankfully, as I only work with trusted suppliers, issues are few and far between, I didn't know what to expect. The interview went well, but I left feeling pretty sure the journey would end there. Although Sam was welcoming and positive, I realised my micro-business didn't have the necessary procedures and structure in place to qualify us for this award. The Business Mother Award was even more scary, as I had to record a 1-minute video which would then be posted on YouTube and used in a social media campaign to harvest votes. The three mums with the most votes would go through to the finals. Now, remember I said I didn't like standing up and shouting about my achievements? Well, stick a video camera in front of me and you can times that scariness by about 1,000. I was absolutely terrified and couldn't even remember my name without notes by the time it came to recording. Thankfully, I was able to pin my notes up in front of me, so all was okay. I then harvested the power of my fabulous network. I posted a link to the voting page on the Venus Awards website on my social media channels, emailed some customers and suppliers, and hoped. There was a little bit of me that started to believe I could get through at this stage, as I know I have a great network of supportive business contacts and friends. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I was not surprised not to be selected as a finalist in the Customer Service Award category, but thrilled not just to make it to the finals, but eventually to be announced as the winner of the Business Mother Award for Oxfordshire. From this experience, I have learnt a little more about what was expected from business awards, so I was much more prepared when another nomination came my way, this time for Inspirational Businesswoman, at the Banbury Women in Business Awards. I still didn't think I stood a chance, so not much changes, but I was far more prepared when I went for my interview with the sponsors, Jamie Briggs Removals and Storage. At the awards dinner in December, I was staggered to win. The whole awards process still scares me. If I'm honest, I still don't really feel comfortable entering them, and I'm not sure I will be making a habit of it. But my experiences of business awards in 2014 were immensely positive. I learned so much, including, the only time you will definitely not win is if you don't enter. However much you don't think you are right, the judges may see something in you that you didn't. It's a really good idea to have systems and processes in place, however small your business is. You never know when they may come in handy. Always look after your network. You never know when you may need them to help you, i.e. by voting. I've always tried to share content, vote for people, etc. as much as possible, and I'm sure this is partly why so many people helped and voted for me. Nobody will laugh at you if you enter awards and don't win. People are really supportive of each other, and I have met some really lovely people during this process, some of whom are now customers, some friends, and some great business associates. Award ceremonies create amazing PR opportunities. Newspapers and trade press love a success story. Nominate some of the great people you know for awards. They will be incredibly grateful for the huge vote of confidence. I have nominated a number of my business associates for awards since I received my first nomination, and it feels great. I didn't write this blog to brag. I wrote it to urge you all to look for awards that are aligned with your business. Not all will be right for you, but if you find some you like the look of, why not enter? What have you got to lose, apart from a few hours of your time preparing your entry? You may stand to gain a huge amount. Good luck.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for that fab article, Jodie. I think we could all feel your pain when you was telling the story about the video. You can find Jodie on Twitter, by the way. Just follow at Chilli Jodie. And Chilli spelled C-H-I-L-L-I-J-O-D-Y. So that's Chilli Jodie. That's her Twitter handle. Remember, you don't need to take any notes from today's show as we do all the hard work for you. So you can read today's article and you can see Jodie's video that she did that won her those awards, as well as the link to today's tool of the day, which was Thunderclap. Please visit allthews.green-umbrella.biz/125.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. Take care. I'll see you next time. Take care for now. Ta-da. Bye-bye.